Some people have a funny way of popping in and out of our lives. Rock historian Ed Ward says he's got an old acquaintance like that, one he'd lost track of until just a few days ago.
I picked up the paper the other day and read that my former neighbor Arthur has a new job, one that allows him to use some of his talent, more anyway than his house painting gig did. I haven't been in such close touch with Arthur since he moved from the small house a block or so from mine that I used to pass each evening as I walked my dog. That was about 10 years ago, shortly after Arthur and his family had moved to Austin. Because I was the music columnist at the Daily Paper, and he was trying to make a comeback, he made sure I knew who he was, and from time to time he'd call me at the paper to slip me a tidbit. According to the story that ran last week, Arthur's gone into business with a psychotherapist named Jim Maxwell in a business called Healing Songs. The way the thing works is that you go and talk to Maxwell for 45 minutes about a single issue that's bothering you, and then Arthur picks up his guitar and makes up a song that will enable you to take the insight you've gained from the session home with you to play when you need to gain access to it again. All of which is, like Arthur, a bit dotty and a bit new agey. But I wonder how many clients of Healing Songs remember Arthur from the old days, and how much healing they'd get if they plugged in their counseling session cassette and heard him announce,
"I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you
fire.
Yes, folks, Arthur Brown of the Crazy World of Arthur Brown, whose one and only hit record, Fire, rose to number 2 on the pop charts and sold over 1 million copies in 1968, is now doing psychotherapy in Central Texas. Still, I wouldn't fear for anyone's psyche in this affair. Arthur's a lovable British eccentric in the classic tradition. Just because 24 years ago he used to paint his face and leap around singing in a helmet that was spewing flames doesn't mean he hasn't changed his ways. In fact, shortly after The Who's Pete Townsend saw Arthur's act, signed his band, and watched them hit the top, the Crazy World's drummer, Carl Palmer, quit to join one of the worst bands in British history, Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Arthur's next band, Kingdom Come, was real theatrical and made concept albums in the early 70s, but never really got anywhere, and Arthur disappeared for a while, touring the Middle East and getting interested in the guru Gurdjieff. When he got back to London, one old friend remembered him. Pete Townsend gave him the role of the priest in the movie version of Tommy. According to my reference books, Arthur kept grinding out albums through the end of the 70s, at which point his fellow Gurdjieffian, Peter Fripp, encouraged him to move to Austin. He made a couple of more albums, but spent most of his time painting houses and playing in a blues band with Jimmy Carl Black, the Indian of the group, from the Mothers of Invention. The band was called, of course, Black, Brown, and Blues. And Austin needed another blues band, like the proverbial hole in the head. Actually, I've bumped into Arthur a lot recently, and I've never seen him happier. I wouldn't hazard a guess as to the efficacy of his therapy, but it seems to be doing him good. Anyway, that other stuff could wear a guy out.
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle and is currently working on a book about Chess Records.